Hi, wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. In today's episode, I ask if we are headed for a talent crisis in core engineering streams, but first a couple of headlines. Agnikul Cosmos has raised $26.7 million in Series B funding from investors including Celesta Capital, Rocketship.vc, Artha Venture Fund, and Artha Select Fund, the Chennai startup said in a press release on October 17th. And existing investors, Pi Ventures, Speciale Invest, Mayfield India, and others also joined in. Agnikul will use the money to push towards commercialization of its technologies, including a single-piece 3D-printed rocket engine, and invest in the mobile launch pads and other test rigs needed to become a launch-on-demand provider. IBM yesterday announced the signing of three memoranda of understanding with three entities engaged with the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to advance and accelerate innovation in AI, semiconductor, and quantum technology for India, the company said in a press release. This work will support India's national strategy for AI, strengthen efforts to be self-reliant in semiconductors, and advance its national quantum mission. These MOUs will help the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology access IBM's expertise to build and advance India's competency and scale its growth mission in the AI, semiconductor, and quantum industries, according to the press release. It's that time of the year when the last of the admissions in India's massive engineering education market get nailed down. And once again, despite the ongoing slowdown in the IT services sector, computer science remains the hottest area. Reports from states known for their engineering schools, such as Maharashtra and Karnataka, show that traditional streams, such as civil and mechanical engineering, are running a large number of vacancies. Over the next decade, will this translate to a talent crisis in India? Just when the country's manufacturing and infrastructure efforts need to shift to high gear. In Karnataka, at least 10 engineering streams that have had little or no demand for the last few years may be removed from the pool of seats available for students to choose from, Deccan Herald reports today. In alignment with the ongoing trend of low demand for certain streams, the Karnataka State Government's Department of Higher Education is planning to write to the All India Council for Technical Education, AICTE, to discontinue such streams, the paper reports. These subjects include aeronautics, polymer technology, environmental engineering, construction technology, ceramics, and textiles engineering. Deccan Herald reports that 60 colleges in the state have not enrolled more than 3 students in some courses, with some colleges even seeing only one admission in core streams like civil engineering, according to data from the Department of Technical Education. M.C. Sudhakar, the state's Minister for Higher Education, has said that the government is collecting college-wise details about low admissions and streams that had no admissions, and this will be communicated to the AICTE, according to the paper. The AICTE has extended the deadline for admission to engineering colleges to October 30th, and the Karnataka government is in the process of collecting details from private engineering colleges, the paper reports. Computer science remains the most popular branch of engineering in Maharashtra, with preference for allied new age technology courses such as artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, machine learning, and cybersecurity, the Indian Express reported on September 11th, citing data from the Maharashtra Common Entrance Test Cell. Some 1,17,000 students had already confirmed their preferences at the time of the newspaper report. Of the close to 50,000 seats in computer science and the allied new age courses, nearly 45,000 had already been filled at that time. Traditional core engineering branches, such as mechanical and civil engineering, were running 50% vacancies this year, according to the Express. And allied courses of civil engineering, such as civil and environmental engineering, civil and infrastructural engineering, civil engineering and planning, also recorded very low admissions, according to the paper. Out of a combined intake of 341 seats, only 104 seats had been filled at that time. Consider this. Next year, it'll be the 10th anniversary of the launch of the Make in India campaign. Industry stalwarts, such as Mr. A.M. Nayak of L&T Group, have said that so far, at best, we've had mixed results from this campaign, as reported by national newspapers, including Mint. And as India looks to step up its efforts in areas ranging from electric vehicle battery cells to ships, planes, and space rockets, not to mention bridges, ports, and smart cities, perhaps it's time to figure out how to build the talent pool in the core engineering streams that we will need in the coming years. That's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at forbesindia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.